ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שאור יהיה לאלו נשמת האש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשיא לוי, הנעוצו לנשיא מצחק בן צלחה, רוח השם תנחם בגן עדן אמן. הנעוצו המבדיל בין המתים לחיים, עוצו שתביד לרפואה שלמה, אוף עליזה בת מרים, השם שלח לרפואה שלמה בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, אמן. חולדנו בעזר השם התברך פרשת תזריע, this week we have two פרשיות, פרשת תזריע and פרשת מצורע. And basically, both parashiyot, they're talking about the anyanim of tzara'at. Parashat Tazriya describing when the person becomes mitzora'a, and or the house, when there's tzara'at in the house, there's tzara'at in the bigadim, in the clothing. And then parashat mitzora'a, zot yeh torat mitzora'a b'yom tahorato, the way how should he purify himself, what korbanot should he bring. Basically, both of them are talking about the same topic. But for now, we start from the beginning of the parasha. The parasha in the beginning talking about Shaki Tazriya Biyalida Zakhar Bitamiya Shabat Yanin Kimen Dead Devotah Tutma. Talking about when a woman gives birth, she's Tamiya Shabat Yamin. Let's hear what the Pasuk says. Shaki Tazriya Biyalida Zakhar. I saw in this week's parasha on the Midrash, he tells us here right at the beginning of the parasha, Shaki Tazriya Biyalida Zakhar Hada Udkhtib. أحور وكدم سرطاني وتاشت علي كبيخة. What does this pasuk mean? أحور وكدم سرطاني وتاشت علي كبيخة. There are a few pirushim in the Gemara also for this pasuk. There are pirushim also here in the Midrashim. We'll read one of the pirushim. It says here in the Midrash, إم زخا أدام أمريم لو أتا قدمت لخول معسي برشيت وإم لاب أمريم لو يتوش كدمخا شلشول كدمخا. The Midrash is telling us over here that if the person is zoche, what does mean is zoche, is learning Torah, keeping the mitzvot, then we tell that person, listen, you know why Hashem created human only in the sixth day of creation, all the way at the end? You know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to prepare the se'udah for him. He wants everything to be ready for him. He wants the world to be perfect. Then he created human. Why? Because Bishbilin Ibra Olam. All what Hashem created, only for you. That's if you were zoche. Im zacha, omrim lo, ata kadamta lechol ma'ase bereshit. And if that person is not zoche, is not keeping the mitzvot, is not learning the Torah, then we tell him, yitush kedamcha. A fly, a mosquito, was created before human. The mosquito was created on the fifth day, and the human was created on the sixth day, it was created before him. So if that's the case, then we tell him, what's your ma'ala, what's your hashibut, your human, for what you have this that type of gava, you're showing off yourself, for what? The fly was created before you. That's what it's brought down here in Rush. That's what the Pasuk means. Ahor vakedim sartani. If the person is going to be zoche, then I'm going to tell him, Ahor, Kadosh Baruch Hu created you all the way at the end. At last created you. Why? Because he wanted the Seudah to be ready for you. He wants to prepare everything for you. But im lo zachar, he told him, vakedim. What does it mean vakedim? The Yitush was created before you. Therefore, the person should know how should he lechalkel debarav b'mashpat in this world, and should be only shomer Torah mitzvot to keep the mitzvot. La'asot nachatuach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Midrash is telling us. But I saw the Mefarshim, they explain even more that l'chaora, what does it mean? They were telling the person, if he was zoche, we tell him that he was created all the way at the end. And if he's not zoche, we tell him, yitush kedamcha. L'chaora, everyone knows that Yitush was created before the person was created. So what does it mean here? The L'chaorat, two things are contradicting themselves. You're telling me, everyone, it's a fact. Yitush was created before human. If the person, he is not Oseh Rasonu Shel Makom, Yitush was created before him. If he is Oseh Rasonu Shel Makom, also the fly was created before him. So what's the whole idea here? What's going on over here? That's what we have to understand. And Fashim, they explained that really, if we look at a human being, when the person is created, he has a lot of needs. The baby, when he's created, is totally depending on his parents. He can't do nothing. When a baby is born, newborn, he can't eat by himself. He can't drink by himself. He can't change by himself. He can't take a shower by himself. He can't walk at all. Many things. He can't talk. He can't see in the beginning. All these things that the person is very limited. However, all the behemoth, the Gemara tells us, shor o'esib, shor o'esib, shor o'chesib, o'ez kiv valed, the Gemara tells us, Shor Oez, Cheseb Oez Kivalen. It means that teaching us that from the moment the shore is created, it's called the shore. From the day the eyes was created, it's called an eyes. It means they're created, they're not depending on anyone. They could eat by themselves, they could drink by themselves, they could manage on their own. A human is depending totally on others, depending on his parents. So that's how why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created human in such a way. And not only this, said the person is very weak than all the other behemoth. All the other behemoth, many behemoth, they are much stronger than human. They're strong from the day that they're born. They're also strong. They get even stronger and stronger. But human, the first day he's born, newborn, he is very weak. He can't do anything. He can't walk even. So not only this, if you can look on the name of Parnassah, where is he going to get his Parnassah, the baby? He's depending on others. And the behemoth, they have Parnassah for them, b'shefa. Wherever they walk, they have Parnassah. Human, he has to work hard to get his Parnassah. Pasuk said, "Bezi'at apecha tuchal lechem." So the person has to work hard to earn his living. So the person is less than all the other behemoth. Not only this, also after the person dies, you think that he's done. He's not done. So the behemoth said, they don't have lo ba'in lo din ve'lo l'hashbon. They have nothing, the behemoth. They have lo ba'in lo din ve'lo l'hashbon. Here also at the Midrash, also it continues. Amar bishma'el berbi tanhum, ahor lechol ha'ma'asim ve'kedem lechol ha'onashim. He was created all the way at the end, but he's going to be punished before everyone else. He explains here the מתנות כהונה וקדם לכל העונשים שאין כל בריאה נפקדת על מעשיה קים האדם לבדו. None of the behemoth, Hashem is going to judge them after they're going to die. Hashem is going to judge them why you were good behemah, bad behemah, no such a thing. But humans going to be judged. So really the person, the human being, is much weaker than all the other behemoth. And from all the בחינות, from all aspects you look at him, is less than all the other behemoth. If the Parnassah has to work hard for his Parnassah, he is depending on others, he needs others, and why should he be mitgaed that human? And therefore tell him, Yitush kedamcha. Yitush is better than you. However, bechol zot, even though the person was created with all these weaknesses, still, Hakim tell us that the person, for the human, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Why the Hashem created Shemayim Va'aretz? For the behemoth, for the hayot, for what? For human. The Ben Adam is called Nezer Abriya. That's the best of the best of what Hashem created, everything on earth, only for human being. But why is he so special, the human? Hashem tells us that's only if he's keeping the mitzvot, learning the Torah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im lo beriti yomam v'layla, hakot Shemayim Va'aretz lo samti. If you're learning the Torah of Hashem, now you're Osir Nachat Ruach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, only because of you, the world was created. That's what Hakim tell us. But if he's not Zoche, that person is not Zoche, then tell him, Yitush kedamcha. Why do we need you? Yitush is better than you. From all aspects, all the behemoth are better than human. Ela, this is the idea. If the person was Zoche, we tell him, Bishbilchan bra olam. You were created all the way at the end. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want to prepare everything for the human. That's why that Hakim tell us, Ahor bakedem sartani. Said, it's in your hand. You could be a Ahor, you could be Vakedem. Depending on if you were Zoche or not. That's what Hakim tell us. This is the Anyan. But the Midrash also he tells us here in the same Siman, Parashah Yudalit Siman Alef. Hadaud Khtib, Ahor Vakedem Sartani, Amar Biohanan, Imzacha Adam Nohel Shne Olamut, Aulam Haze, Aulam Haba. Hadaud Khtib, Ahor Vakedem Sartani. Human is Zoche also Aulam Haze, Zoche also Aulam Haba. Why the Midrash is mentioning Olam Hazeh before Olam Haba? What's more important? Obviously, Olam Haba. Why the Midrash is mentioning Olam Hazeh? Because that's the norm. The person is created first, he goes through Olam Hazeh, he works in Olam Hazeh to earn his zakhar for Olam Haba. Therefore, is no Zokhe Shte Olamot. Ahor Vakedem. Is Zokhe here in Olam Hazeh, Zokhe also in Olam Haba. Vim Lav, if the person is not going to be Zokhe, לא זכה, is not keeping the מזוות, then, ותשת עלי כפיך, בא לתן דין וחשבון, שנאמר, ותשת עלי כפיך, what does it mean, ותשת עלי כפיך, who said, ותשת עלי כפיך, that means that Hashem is going to punish him, כלכתיב, see the פסוק, ספר יום, את הפסוק תלזס, כפיך מעלי הרחק, ואימתיך אל תבעתני, The Ramban explains over here on the pasuk on Yob. It says, "Kapecha me'alai arhak tokef yadicha o makatcha asher kitani bahem arhak ki anyan hene yad Adonai hoya b'mukatcha asher b'sadeh." So it's, we see sometimes the hand of Hashem is coming to hit the person. Has b'shalom. That's here what the pasuk is saying. Kapecha me'alai. That means you kibyachol, the hand of Hashem is coming to punish that person. So kapecha, your hand me'alai arhak. Take it away. I do not need that punishment. That's what Hakim tell us. This is the anyan. Ahor v'akedem sartani. If you were zoche, then you zoche shte olamot, olam hazeh ve'olam haba. If you're not zoche, then chas v'shalom, v'tashet alay kapecha. What's kapecha? That's the punishment. Chas v'shalom, atid l'ten din v'hashmon. That's what the midrash is telling us. But we could explain also the anyanim a little bit differently. We see here the Mishnah. In Perkei Avot, the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the third perek, perek shlishi, Akabiyah ben Mahalalel Omer, Hestakel b'shlosha dvarim ve'ata ba lidei abira. You have to look on three things that gonna help you not to do any abira. What are these three things? Da'a me'ayin bata, ul'ana ta'olech, ve'lifne mi'ata atid l'ten din v'hashbon. You should know where you came from. Me'ayin bata mutapas roha. The person is going to be 6 feet down. That's here what Akabiyah ben Mahalalel is teaching us, that if the person he needs to overcome his yeser hara, he should always look at these three things. Where he came from, where he going to, that's what here Akabiyah ben Mahalalel is teaching us. And then Farshim also explained that really, da mi'ayin bata, what does mean mi'ayin bata? The person should always look where he came from. What does mean where he came from? He came, your fathers, Abotenu, Ba'abot Abotenu, they were all tzaddikim. Abraham, Ishaq, and Yaakov, all the ancestors, they're all tzaddikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he chose Abraham, Ishaq, and Yaakov, da mi'ayin bata. So if you came from such a lineage, then you shouldn't break that chain now of Kedusha and Tahara. You were created by such a Kedushim from our fathers and our grandfathers and so on. So don't break that chain. Da me'ayin bata. You came from such a holy place, so make sure don't break that chain. Don't chas v'shalom forget about the religion, chas v'shalom, and go do something else. Why? Because you are connecting the chain. You have to know from where you came from. That's me'ayin bata. Well, ana taholeich, where are you going to? That means you have to look at your children also afterward. That means your children, they're always going to look at you. You're going to be the role model for your children. Therefore, Hakim tell us that you cannot tell your kid to do something if you yourself, you're not doing it. You cannot ask your kid, go learn Torah, if the son, he sees you, if you're sitting down, you're not learning Torah. You cannot ask him to do mitzvot if you yourself, you're not doing the mitzvot. The kids, they're looking at you. You're going to be the role model. They're going to learn from you. That's why many times Hakim tell us in many places that the person should always learn Torah, should always show his kids that he's also learning Torah. Whenever he come back home, he coming back from work, said, take your Gemara, carry your Gemara, and go to shul. Why? Because your kids, they're going to see you going, they're going to ask you, Abba, where are you going? I'm going to Shi'ur Torah. So it doesn't matter what are you doing over there in Shi'ur Torah. Probably you're going to Shi'ur Torah, you're falling asleep over there. Okay? But at least you're not keeping the mitzvah. At least your kids, they see you, that my father, every day he goes to Shi'ur Torah. They don't know what is he doing in the Shi'ur Torah. That's a different story. But at least, you know, you're teaching your kids that my father is always goes to Shi'ur Torah. He never misses Shi'ur Torah. That's also, and Coach Ken, if the kids, they see you learning Torah, then, of course, that's going to put a big impression on your kids. That's what the Pasuk also said. Ahor vakedem sartani. You have to look. Me'ayin bata. That's the ahor. And vakedem. You have to look at the future. Your kids, they're learning from you. If you're going to do like this, then everything's going to be fine. And that's if you're looking at your ancestors, you don't want to break the chain. And also you're looking at your kids. The kids are going to learn from you. So you better behave good. Why? Because if you're doing 100%, then your kids, hopefully, they're going to try to copy you, to emulate you. Then they're going to try to be like you. That's how the kids are. So don't break that chain. But even with all these things, forget about מאין באת, forget about לאן אתה הולך, you should also know the what, ולפני מי אתה עתיד לתן דין וחשבון. יאב, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he's gonna judge you. Forget about the chain, let's say, you don't care about the chain, forget about this, forget about this, forget about that. But you have punishment. You're right, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he gave us the choice, you have the free will, you can do whatever you want, but nothing goes for free. You do mitzvah, you get rewarded for it. You do abirah, you're gonna be punished for. So that's, you have to be scared from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish you in Olam Haba. If you do Abirot, there's punishment. Kol HaOmer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Betranim Betru Hayav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told us in the Torah, you keep the mitzvot, I'm going to reward you. You do Abirot, I'm going to punish you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is going to keep his word. Therefore, it's a da' lefnei mi ata'atid l'ten din v'hishmon. Now with this, we could, Mefarshim, they explained, there is a pasuk in Yeshaya. הפסוק said, הביטו אל אברהם אביכם ואל שרה תחול אלכם כי אחד קראתי ואברכהו וארבהו. הביטו אל אברהם אביכם, the פסוק said, you have to look at אברהם אבינו, you have to learn from him. What should we learn from אברהם אבינו? The מפרשים, they explain that really אברהם אבינו, he did not have all these three things to learn from. עקביהם מהלל, he said, if you want chizuk, not to do avirot, look at three things. Me'ayin bata, ulan ta'olech, f'nimi ta'atid din v'chashmon. We are forced to explain that Akavyan Mahalel is telling us you have to look at these three things. That means you have to look at each and every one of these three things. If it's enough with one of them, then it's going to tell you don't need all three of them. Enough, look from da' me'ayin bata, that's going to help you. If he said, no, you have to look at these three things, that means you need these three items to help you not to do Abira. Now let's think a little bit about Abraham Abinu himself. Abraham Abinu, da'a mi'ayin bata. Where he came from? Tera habi Abraham, va'abi Yitzhak, va'abdu Elohim Ahirin. Who's his father? Does he have any chain to break, Abraham Abinu? His father was Obed Avod Azara, grandfather Obed Avod Azara. No one knew, no one recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Abraham Abinu came. So really, Abraham Avinu, he did not have that first item, da'mi ayin bata. Where he came from? He came from my fathers. They're all tzaddikim. Who's tzaddikim? They're all rasha'im. Terah was Abud Abud Azara. So he did not have what to learn from mi ayin bata. Okay? Now, lan tahulech. Where are you going to? I just told you before, you have to learn. You have to keep them as well. So your kids should learn from you. Abraham Avinu, he knew about himself that he's not going to have kids. That's what Abraham Abinu, he himself, he said, "Uben meshek beti uda mesek eliezer." He said, "Ve'anuchi olech ariri." He told Kadosh Baruch Hu, said, he doesn't have any kids. So who is he going to teach in the future? There's no one to teach him. Until Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Ve'yotze oto achutza ve'yomer betna shamayim asforu kochvim tuchal sforotam ve'yomer lo koi yezareicha." Rashi tells us over there on the spot, what does it mean, "Ve'yotze oto achutza"? Where he took him? Where outside? Took him outside. Where outside? The Rashi told us over there that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told Abraham Avinu, he told him, why you gave up on giving birth to bearing a child? Why you gave up on this? He told him, I saw Nastagdinim, I saw Nachuzim Akochabim, that Abraham Avinu is not going to have kids. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Tzeme Astagdinu Chilcha. What are you talking about? He said, you're going to have kids, don't worry, you're going to have kids, and I'm going to multiply you. That's how much your descendant is going to be. That means Abraham Avinu, he told him, probably Abraham is not going to have children, but Abraham, he will have children. Probably Sarai couldn't bear children, but Sarah, she could. That's what he told him. ויוצא אותו החוצה. תסיים ההסתגלנות שלך. But really, before Hashem came to him, Abraham Aminu thought, that is, he doesn't have any kids. He's not going to have any kids. So does he really have ולאן אתה הולך? Also, the second item, ולאן אתה הולך, doesn't apply by him. So what really stood for Abraham Aminu that saved him not to do עבירות? Only one thing. דע לפני מי אתה עתיד תן דין וחשבון. Only he realized that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh Din, Yesh Dayan. Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything on earth. He's going to reward anyone who listens to him. He's going to punish anyone who does not listen to him. That's the only item that Abraham Avinu looked at it, and that's what saved him. That's what the Pasuk Nishaya said. Habitu al Abraham Abichem. You should learn from Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu, he did not have all these three things to learn from. אלא כי אחד כרטיב אברכיו וירבהו. He had only one thing, כי אחד כרטיב. He had only one thing to look at. He didn't have all these three things to look at them. And בכל זאת, he did not sin. זה כל שכן, us, that we have all these three items, דעה מאין באת, או לאן אתה הולך, למי תעתים דין וחשבון, all these things, he said, you have to learn from this, הביטו לאברהם אביכם, וישרה תחול אליכם, כי אחד כרטיב. They kept themselves with one of these three items, לפני מי תעתים דין וחשבון, us that we have all these three things, then כל שכן that we have to watch out more and more. We have גמרא, beginning of מסכת סוטה, the Gemara tells us over there. Yeah, so the Gemara tells us here in the Masechet Sota, Daf Gimel, Amar Rabbi Shemuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Kol ha'oseh mitzvah achat ba'olam hazeh, mekadimato ve'olechet lefanav le'olam haba. Shnei, Amar ve'alach lefanecha stkecha. Any mitzvah that a person does, a malach is created from that mitzvah, and that malach, after 120, is going to go in front of that neshama to show him his reward that is getting from that mitzvah that he did. וכל העובר עבירה אחת בעולם הזה מלפפתו והולכת לפניו ליום הדין. שנאמר, לפתו אורחות דרכם יעלו בתוהו ויובדו. רבי אלעזר אומר, כשורה בו ככלב, שנאמר, ולא שמע עליה, לשכב אצלה להיות עמה. לשכב אצלה בעולם הזה להיות עמה לעולם הבא. Let's see what the Gemara is telling us that when a person does עבירה, that עבירה surrounding him, holding him, he's not going to let him go. After 120, that abirah kishurabu kakeleb. It's stuck to that person, doesn't let him go. Why is it like this? Well, then Farshim explained, Maharsha also explained over here, said normally when a person does any mitzvah, so the malach is created from that mitzvah, what that malach is going to show him? The ulama, but it's going to show him his reward. So if you want to show someone, you're calling after someone to reward him something, you don't have to hold him tight so he shouldn't run away. Why? Because you take him to give him reward. So he could walk in front of him, just showing him how to follow you, where to go. However, if the person did Abira, then he's not going to follow that malach to get his punishment. He's going to run away. Therefore, the malach, Kashur Boka Kaleb, is not going to let go of him. Let's see what the Gemara explains to us. That's also what Farshim explained in our Pasuk, who said, Ahor Bakedim Tzartani. What does mean Ahor Bakedim Sartani? Said if the person he did mitzvah, then he's gonna be Ahor. What means he's gonna be Ahor? Malach, the malach that he was created from that mitzvah is gonna go in front of him. You're gonna be Ahor. You're gonna be behind. Why? Because that malach is only gonna show you your reward. That's Im Zakha, you're gonna be Ahor. Im Lo Zakha is gonna be Bakedim. What's Bakedim? You're gonna be in front of the malach. If the person did Abira, Malach is going to walk behind him, is going to hold him, then it's not going to let him go. That's what you have the choice. Ahor Vakedim Sartani. However, if you do Teshuvah, then you could flip that Abira that you did, that you were scared from it, you could flip that Abira to make it Mitzvah. And we said every Abira that a person does, that Malach, he goes behind him. Why? You're going first because he wants to watch you, he doesn't want you to run away. That means any Abirah the person does, the malach was created from that abirah, he goes behind the person. And when that person does teshubah on this abirah, then his abirah turns into mitzvah. Now what's going to happen with that malach that was created from the abirah that he did? Now that malach, until now he was a bad malach, he wanted to punish him, therefore we're walking behind him. Now he's going to turn into good malach, he's going to walk in front of him. That's how Hakim they explain the Derech Remez the Pasuk. So the person, the parasha is talking about Teshuvah. The Pasuk said, "Beheshib et ashamu berosho v'hamishito Yosef alav." What does it mean, "Beheshib et ashamu berosho"? They explain the Derech Remez, "Beheshib et ashamu berosho." The asham, the hayt, the abirah the person did. We said the abirah is going behind him. That's he's going in front of the abirah. The abirah is going behind him to punish him. That malach, "Beheshib et ashamu," is going to be berosho. It's going to be in front of him now. Why? Because he did teshuvah. That's how the Farshim explained. That's what the pasuk telling us over here. Ahor bakedim sartani, and you have to know that there's nothing goes without paying for. He did mitzvah, you have to get rewarded. He did abirah, you have to be punished for. So that's what Hakim tell us. So this is the anyanim that ahor bakedim sartani, but you should know. But tashet alay kapecha. This is the anyan that you have to look at these things. It means the person, he has the choice. You have a free will. You could go you could be a whore. If you're doing mitzvot, you could be a whore. If you're not keeping the mitzvot, then you could be vakedem. That the mitzvot is going to go holding from behind you. That's what Hakim tell us. However, as I said, as Beishivta Hashemo Birosho, that's what's going to help that person, that they shouldn't do Amirot. But we could explain also a little bit more, because we see the parasha. The parasha, as I said, talking about all kind of tzara'at. One of the tzara'at that the parasha is talking about is tzara'at begadim. If there is tzara'at on the clothing, there is sometimes the Kohen decide this is tzara'at right away, and they have to get rid of, they have to burn that clothing. Depending what type of tzara'at he got, did it spread out, didn't spread out, what color is it, all these things, there are many details to it. So the pasuk is saying here, V'ra'ah ha-kohen ahare hu kabeset ha-nega, והנה לא הפך הנגע את עינו, והנגע לא פסע, תמיהו. What does it mean, והנה לא הפך הנגע את עינו? It means after the Kohen is going to ask that person to wash his clothing that there is tzara'at on, and after he washed it, he still see, והנה לא הפך הנגע את עינו. Tzara'at still as is, nothing changed. So what's the deal? So תמיהו. באש תשרפנו, you have to burn that clothing. Why? Because it's tamay. But the Mefarshim, they ask, said, what does it mean, לא הפך הנגע את עינו? What is this language? The Torah could have said different languages that the nega, the sara'at did not change. Lo hafach nega et aino. What are all these things? So we all know that the Gemara, Masechet Arachin, the Gemara tells us over there, the Ftetzayin Amud Alef, the Gemara brings down over there that many reasons why the sara'at comes on the person or the clothing, why sara'at at all comes, what ta'abira the person did so the sara'at came for. Because we all know that the Gemara, Masechet Brachot, the beginning of the fair, the Gemara tells us over there that there are sometimes a person who gets Yisurim, but those Yisurim are Yisurim Shel Ahava. It's for no sin. He didn't do any sin. Sometimes it asher yohav Hashem yochiyah. Sometimes the person is 100% clean from any Abirot, but still HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him some Yisurim. Why? Le'ti b'icha b'acharatecha. To reward him even more and more. Na'olam haba. Those type of Yisurim, the Gemara said, they are called Yisurim Shel Ahava. Just like the Gemara over there brings many stories over there with Rabbi Yohanan and many other Hakamim, that they had Yisurim Shel Ahava. However, the Gemara says over there, Nega'im u'banim b'yadua she'inam Yisurim Shel Ahava. If the person gets Sara'at, that's for sure. The sara'at does not come without any avirot. There's no yisurin shel ahava by sara'at. Why? Because we see the metzora, when he gets sara'at, he has to be kicked out of the three camps. He has to go outside the mahane, and there's no one around him to learn Torah with him. So let's go the yishman betul Torah. Any nega'im that cause betul Torah, that for sure it's not yisurin shel ahava. So here also, nega'im, it's not yisurin shel ahava. No such a thing. The person is going to get sara'at because of yisurin shel ahava. It must have been when the person got sara'at, the sara'at came because of any sin. So what's the sin? What sins the person could do to get sara'at for? So the Gemara tells us, as I said, the Arachin Tetzayin, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Al Shib'a Debarim Niga'im Ba'im. For seven Abirot, sara'at could come. What is it? Al Lashon Hara' Al Shifichud Damim, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, Al Shifichud Damim for Retziha, murdering, Al Shibu'acha, when a person swears falsely, okay, or for no reason, Al Gilui Arayot, modest things, Al Gesut Aruach, person as he thinks of himself that is something, Al Gez if someone steals, Al Tsarut Ayn. What's Al Tsarut Ayn? Said the Tsarut Ayn, a person, he doesn't like to see others succeeding, or he doesn't like to make others enjoy whatever he has. He has Ayn Sara, Ayn Ra'a on others. That's what the Gemara, and the Gemara continues over here. But we'll get to our point. The Gemara says here, Al Tsarut Ayn, how do you know that for Tsarut Ayn the Sara'at comes? So the Gemara brings the Pasuk by this week's parasha. הפסוק סד, הוא בא אשר לו הבית והגיד לכהן למור, כנגע נראה לי בבית. הוא בא אשר לו הבית, תנה דבר בישמעאל, מי שמיוחד ביתו לו. הוא בא אשר לו הבית, what does it mean אשר לו הבית? The person who owns the house should come to the Kohen. Obviously, if there is a tzara'at in the house, who has to come to the Kohen? The person who has a tzara'at in his house. Why the Torah said, הוא בא אשר לו הבית והגיד לכהן למור, התורה כדי לראות את זה בקיצור, הוא בא האיש ויגיד לכהן לאמור, כן רגע, נראה לי בבית. עוד זה אשר לו הבית, וכבר נעשה את מי שמיוחד ביתו לו. If that person, he does not lend anything in the, from his house to his neighbors, his neighbor comes to him and tells him, could you lend me your hammer? He said, believe me, I would love to lend you my hammer, but I don't have a hammer. Okay, no problem. You don't have a hammer, no problem. Then the different neighbor said, I need to borrow your ladder. He said, I would love to, but I don't have such a tall ladder. I don't have. I need I need something. I don't have. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, oh yeah? Why? Zeh nehina v'zeh no haser. What do you lose from if you lend the ladder to your neighbor? What is he going to do to him? Was he going to break it? What is he going to do to him? So you can lend him the ladder. So we're not saying that we told you once that a guy came to his neighbor and he told him, please, could you please lend me your ladder? I need to get something from the roof. Then his neighbor was an old man. He told him, you see, I'm very old. It's very hard for me to carry the ladder. I cannot carry it. So I didn't ask you to carry it. I'll pick it up. He told him, yeah, I know you'll pick it up. Who's going to bring it back? But it's going to stay by you. And you're going to take it. You're not going to bring it back. I'm going to need to schlep it from your house to bring it back to me. So that's unique people. But a normal person said, you have something. You want to lend your neighbor. He needs something. So you lend it to him. What do you lose? There's nothing to lose. Let others enjoy also what Hashem blessed you with. So that person said, Enli, I don't have. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, oh yeah, you said you don't have. Hashem is going to bring tzara'at to that person's house. Now, the Uba Kohen, Vitzva Kohen, Ufinu Tabayit. Beteren Yabo Kohen Lerot Tabayit, Velo Itma Kol Asher Bayit. Said the Kohen, before he comes to the house, said you have to empty out the whole house. Why? Because if the Kohen is going to come, the Torah Hasa Alma Munam Shal Israel, if Kohen is going to come, is going to see the tzara'at in the house, then everything in the house is tamay. You have to take everything to the pit. So what's the problem? That's Tirha. I said, maybe there are Kli Hiris over there that you cannot dip it in the mikveh. It's Tameh, that's it. It's gone. What are you going to do for it? You have to get rid of it. The Torah Hasa Al Mamunam Shel Israel. No, the Kohen said you have to empty out the house before I come to check the house. Don't wait until I come. Because if I'm going to come, if the Kohen's going to come, he's going to decide Tzara'at, everything's Tameh. Hashem blessed us. He told us the Kohen, whenever he comes, he asked to empty out the whole house. Now he empty out the whole house, and where he's going to put all his stuff? He's going to put it in the street. And all his neighbors, they see, I see that you have a ladder here. Oh, you have a saw. He told me you don't have a hammer. I see you have three hammers. You don't have a drill. I see that you have two drills. So then, that the person who had sarut ayin, he doesn't like others to enjoy what Hashem blessed him with, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to publicize him in public. That's what the Gemara tells us over here. That's one of the items that tzara'at could come for. The Ben Ish Chai explains here in this Gemara, in Ben Yehoyada, he says, L'chaora, what's more hamur, Lashon Hara'a, Shfichut Damim, Gezel, what order the Gemara picked? Or it starts with Lashon Hara'a. Shfichut Damim comes after, what's the order? What's the Hamura of Ta'anyanim? And what order the Gemara lists them? The Ben Ish Chai explains, the Gemara lists them on the most... because of what the tzara'at would come, the most famous reason why the tzara'at would come is Lashon Hara. And that the Gemara is listing them from the most matsui. Because of what the tzara'at could come, that's the order the Gemara is listing them. But one of them, as I said, is that tzarut ayin. This is the anyan. When the person he has tzarut ayin, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings tzara'at on him. So after the person, he got the tzara'at in his house, we assume that person, he learned his lesson not to have tsarut ayin. Because of tsarut ayin, that's why he got the tsara'at. Now, after he already got the tsara'at, then we hope and pray that person already learned his lesson, that from now on, he's not going to have tsarut ayin. That's what the Pasuk said. V'ra'ah ha-kohen ahareihu kabes t'negah, if the Kohen is going to see after that he washed the tzara'at from the clothing, v'hene lo hafach ha-nega' et aino. The nega' did not change that person's eye. We said, what does it mean that person's eye? We said, that person, why did he get the tzara'at? One of the reasons, because of tzarut ayin. He had bad eye. That person, he had bad eye. Because of this, he got tzara'at. So if the Kohen is going to see that even after Hashem brought him the Tzara'at, he still did not learn his lesson and still have Tzara'at Ayin, the Tzara'at, Lo hafach ha-nega, the nega did not change his eye, Lo hafach ha-nega et ainoha Tzara'at ba-ahirim, then that's for that person for sure is tameh. Then there is no takana for that person. Why? Because the person, after he got his punishment, he should learn his lesson. But if still, after he got the punishment, still did not learn his lesson, then tamehu ba'ash srafinu. That means all the tzara'at that came to him, nothing helped. Hashem was, he sent him the tzara'at to teach him a lesson, but he did not get it. That's here what Hakim tell us. That's what the Pasuk says over here. We have Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us here, the flamet hit amud bayit. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rab, b'sha'a shebukesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lebrot et ha'adam, when Hashem wanted to create a human, Adam HaRishon, bara kat ahad shel melachei sharet. He created the first group of melachim, and he was asking their opinion. Amar lahem risonchem na'aseh Adam b'tzalmenu. Should we, do you want that we should create a human on earth in the image that we're going to decide on? אמרו לפניו רבנו של העולם, מה מעשיו? You want to create a human on earth. What's that human's going to benefit you? What's he going to do for you? Going to pray for you? He's going to bless you? He's going to praise you? What's he going to do? מה מעשיו? אמר להם, כך וכך מעשיו. So and so, that's what he does. אמרו לפניו רבנו של העולם, מה אין לשכי זכרנו בן אדם כתפקדנו? Why you want to create a human? No, it's not a good idea. Then the Gemara said, Hoshit HaKadosh Baruch Hu Etzba'a Ketana Benehem Usrafam. He burned them. V'chin kat shniya v'chin kat shlishit. Until shlishit, Amru lefanei Rabbanu Shel Olam, Rishonim she'amru lefaneicha ma'o'il, Kol ha'olam kullo shelchahu. Kol ma she'ta rosa la'asot ba'olamcha aseh. Again, that's what the Gemara says over here. That they told him, listen, he created the first group of malachim. They told you not to create a human. He burned them. The second group also same thing. If we're going to tell you also not to create, they're also going to burn us. Do whatever you want to do. However, כיוון שהגיע לדור המבול ואנשי דור הפלגה שמעשה מקולקלין אמרו לפני רבנו של העולם לא יפה אמרו הראשונים לפניך. They were right. Looks like the first two groups that you burned them, they were right. מה אין לשכי זכרים? Take a look what they're doing. They're rebelling against you. Is that the purpose you created a human? אמר להם וגם עד זקנה אני הוא ועד סיבה אני אסבול. Told them, it's going to end up doing teshuva. Don't worry. That's what the Gemara says over here. But then Farshim, they ask, so what does mean, kach v'kach ma'asav? The Malachim, they ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want to create a human, ma ma'asav, that human? He told them, kach v'kach ma'asav. What does mean kach v'kach? What so and so is going to do? What so and so? What does kach v'kach? This also, you have to understand, what did they mean by this? What did Hashem answer them? Said, kach v'kach ma'asav. What does that mean? Ella, we all know that the famous dream that Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha he had, that the Pasuk is telling us here that Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha he had a dream that he went to sleep, and in his dream he sees a huge tree, and that tree grew very high and thick, you know, the old strong and big tree. It has a lot of leaves, a lot of fruits. And all of a sudden, Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, he hears that there's Malach, Eir v'Kaddish min Shemayyan Ahit, there's Malach Kadosh coming down from Shamayim, and he had a commandment, Goddu lana v'kassisu an pohi. You have to cut off that tree, and everything's going to be destroyed. That's the dream that Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha had. He called after all his advisors, Hakamim, all his Yu'atsim, nothing helped. Until, you remember that there's Nebuchadnezzar, there's Daniel. He called up after Daniel, and he told him the story, maybe he could tell me. In the beginning, the Pasuk said that Daniel, he was scared to tell him the pirush of that halom. Why? Because that halom, is that huge tree, it was Nebuchadnezzar himself. The Malach came from the Shemaim and said, Goddu lana v'kassisu an pohi. That means the Gezerah from the Shemaim is going to come on Nebuchadnezzar. They have to, that's it. The kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar is over. They're going to cut him off, and that's it. It's gone. Nebuchadnezzar. So Daniel was scared to tell him the interpretation of that dream until Nebuchadnezzar told him, don't worry, whatever the Pirush, he told him here in the Pasuk, Don't worry about it. עדיין דניאל די שמי בלתי שצר, אשתומם כשעה חדה, ורעיונוהי יבהלונה. ענה מלכה ואמר בלתי שצר, חלמה ופשרי עלי בהלך. Don't worry from this, just tell me what does it mean. Then he told him, you are that tree, and the מלאך came, that means he's gone, ולך תרדים מן אנשה, ועם חייבת ברה להווה מדורך. ועשבה כתורין לך יתעמון. That is going to end up being as one of the behemoth of the day. Nebuchadnezzar, that's it, his kingdom is gone. He lost everything. So after that, Daniel, he was telling the king, Nebuchadnezzar, he was telling him, that's the interpretation of the dream that I saw. However, I have advice for you, maybe it's going to help you do something. Lahen, Malka, Milki, Shpar Alach. Then he told him, my dear king, maybe my Aitza, my advice, I hope it's going to find favor in your eyes if you're going to listen to what I'm telling you. Maybe that's going to help that Gezira. So he told him, "Vahata'ach b'sdaka firuk." You did a lot of abirod, you destroyed Beit HaMikdash, all what you did. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy you as well. So therefore, he said, maybe you could give some tzedakah, and the tzedakah probably is going to help you. He said, "Hente ve'er chale shel v'etach." So maybe the tzedakah, maybe that's going to bring you nahat ruach. Maybe this is going to help. Kuli hai ve'ulai. That's what he told him. And the Gemara said, the Pasuk says here, he said, Kol ha-mita al Nebuchadnezzar malka, ve'l'ksat yarhin tere asar alikhan malchuta di bavel mehalikhava. After 12 months, it was with the behemoth. Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom is over. Now we have the Gemara, Masechet Bava Batra, Daf Dalet. The Gemara that's over there, Daf Dalet Amud Alef. מפני מה נענש דניאל? The Gemara is asking over there, why Daniel was punished? What was he punished for? The Gemara later on is going to explain. The Gemara says that one Chacham said he was punished because שחתכוהו מגדולתו. Why? Because you see Daniel, at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, he was the top advisors. One of the top advisors of Nebuchadnezzar. However, after at the time of Hashverosh, now Daniel, he wasn't that Hashub. حتخوهم قدولته he went down he wasn't that حشوب that's what the pasuk said but the cry is سير لهتخ مستر يسيء ملخ who's that هتخ the one said هتخ زي دانييل why they called him هتخ ملميت شحتخوهم قدولته هتخ حتخ هتخ they cut him off at the times of Nebuchadnezzar he has big position but here at the time of Hashverosh he went down that's here what the Gemara said so that he was punished What was he punished for? That's what they're asking for. Or different Pirosh, different Hakam said, Daniel was punished because at the end he was thrown Leguba Arayot. They threw him where? The pit of all lions. The Guba Arayot, he was thrown over there. And he was saved, the Kadosh Baruch Hu saved him. But he was punished over there. Why did he have to be thrown over there? Obviously he did something wrong. What did Daniel do something wrong? That's what the Gemara said. Peneman enash Daniel. What wrong? Could he have done Daniel? It was the Nabi. What ta'birat did he do? The Gemara says, you know why? Mpeneshi hishi itzar in Nebuchadnezzar. Because he gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar Arasha. And he told him, Shneimar, Lahen malka milki ishpar alach. Wukhtib, kola mita ad Nebuchadnezzar. Wukhtib, ilksat erhin tere asar. Means, you know why Daniel was punished? You know why? Because he gave that advice to Nebuchadnezzar, and he told him, if you give tzedakah, maybe the tzedakah is going to help that gezerah. That means he was punished because of this. Why? How could he give such a advice to a goy who was rasha to be mechaper on his abirot? Adrabah, la'iteu l'rasha v'yamut. Why are you helping him now? That's here what the Gemara said. That's why he was punished. Why? Because he gave that advice to Nebuchadnezzar rasha. We all know that the mitzvah of tzedakah tasil mavet, a lot of it's very important tzedakah. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, Perkei Avot, the Mishnah tells us, "Al shlosha dvarim ha'olah omed." What are these three things? Al Torah, ve'al avoda, ve'al gemilut hasadim. On three things, al Torah, when a person learning Torah, amlo beriti yomam ve'layla, like we said, hakot shamayim ve'aretz lo something. When a person learning Torah, on him the word standing. Ve'al avoda, that's avodat korbanot. Today we don't have korbanot, we have tefillah. Unshalima parim sifatenu. That's avodat tefillah, and also gemilut hasadim. We all know that gemilut hasadim, tzedakah, is very important. But why did Daniel picked only the mitzvah of tzedakah to tell Nebuchadnezzar. You might say that, listen, he's a goy. What do you want? You want him to give him advice to learn Torah? He's a goy. But probably you could have given different advice to help those who are learning the Torah. Support Talmidei Chachamim. Do something else. You could have given that advice also. Or, al Abuda, what's Abuda? Maybe you could tell him, you destroy Beit HaMikdash. Maybe if you're going to rebuild Beit HaMikdash, maybe that's going to be your kapara. He didn't give him that advice. He gave him the advice only of Gemilut Hasadim. You have to give tzedakah. Why you give him the advice of tzedakah? And we all know, as I said, also by us, Am Israel, that tzedakah is very important. Tzedakah tasil mavet, like Maram Shabbat said, ולא מיטה משונה, אלא מיטה עצמה אפילו. Even from a person that is gezerat, he's going to die. If he gives tzedakah, tzedakah tasil mavet. Like the famous story with the Rabbi Akiva's daughter. Everyone knows the story. Gemara Masechet Shabbat. So that's here. Why we all know that the mitzvah of tzedakah is very important. But why you give him dafka that idea to give tzedakah? Why not anything else? And the Farshim, they explain, because really, as I told you, the Mishnah says al shloshat varim ha'ola omed, al ha'Torah ve'al ha'avoda ve'al gemilut hasadim. So we all know that if the person is learning Torah, on him the world is standing. But when that person is learning Torah, he must be learning Torah l'shem shemayim. If that person is learning Torah not l'shem shemayim, then it's not worth a penny him and his Torah. Like the Gemara, we have Gemara Masechet Brachot, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says over there, "Sechel, sechel tov lechol oseihem, te'ilato omedet la'ad." What does it mean? "Sechel tov lechol oseihem." The Gemara says over there, "La'oseihem, la'osim l'shmah, ve'lo la'osim shelo l'shmah." וכל העושה שלא לשמה, נוח לו שלא נברא. The Gemara said, the person, he must keep the מצוות, Torah, he must learn the Torah לשם שמיים. If he's learning Torah לקנטר, חס ושלום, only to learn or what says in the Torah, then with this Torah to go fight against תלמידי חכמים, then that person, נוח לו שלא נברא. The Gemara said, it's not worth, it doesn't worth anything, it's not, his Torah is not worth a penny. Why? Because the main מצווה of learning Torah, only if he learned Torah לשם שמיים. That's about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the mitzvah of Avodah, which is Avodat HaKorbanot, or today we don't have Korbanot, we have Tefillah instead. Also, when a person is praying, you must have Kavanah, the Tefillah. If the person is praying without Kavanah, the Gemara also said in Barakot, Tefillah below Kavanah, Kiguf below Neshama. What is it worth, the body without any Neshama in it? Nothing. Same thing, if the person is praying without kavana, tefillah below kavana, just like a body without neshama. It doesn't worth anything. Why? The main thing is the kavana. If you don't have the kavana, you don't have the right kavana, your tefillah is countless. It doesn't count. So all these things, Hakim tell us that this is the anyan. So Daniel, when he came to give the advice to Nebuchadnezzar, he cannot give the advice of Talmud Torah, help those who are learning Torah, support those who are learning Torah, and so on and so forth. Why? Because that mitzvah has to be done l'shem shemayim. And obviously, Nebuchadnezzar is not going to do it l'shem shemayim. And Abuda also has to be done l'shem shemayim. Not every person does this mitzvah l'shem shemayim. Not every person has a kavanah and a tefillah. It has to be done with the right kavanot. If you don't have the right kavanot, it doesn't help. There's different idea of tefillah b'tzibur, and a kadosh baruch hu mo'es tefillatam shel rabbim. But really, when the person himself is praying, if he doesn't have kavanah, is in trouble. However, mitzvah of tzedakah doesn't make a difference how you give the tzedakah. As long as the ani, he got his money, he helped the ani eat, then we don't care how you give the tzedakah. That's what the Gemara Masechet Pesachim said. The Gemara over there, Daf Het, the Gemara said, that ha omer sel azul sadaka bishvil sheyihye bini, hari ze sadiq gamur, the Gemara says. This is sadiq gamur. That means Rashi explains over there why is it sadiq gamur? Because I don't care for what reason he gave the sadaka. Bottom line, the ani, he needs the money, he needs to eat, and you gave him money to eat, that's it, he did the mitzvah of sadaka. That's also what the pasuk says in Tehillim, pizar natan la abiyonim sadkato omedet la'ad. What pizar natan abiyonim, and what the pasuk is talking about? A person is walking the street, money, a few dollars fell out of his pocket. He didn't even see it. And Ani was walking behind him, and he saw a few dollars on the floor. He picked them up. There's no simanim for it. He took it, he bought a loaf of bread for it, and he ate it. So that person who lost the money, it's considered for him as if he did tzedakah. That's what David Melech said. Pizar natan labionim. Also, when he lost the money, and the ani, he got that money, סתקתו עומדת לעד. It's also considered צדקה. It means the first two items, Torah and Abudah, you need to have כוונה with it. But צדקה, you don't need כוונה. That's what the Mefarshim, they say that if you pay attention to the words of the Mishnah, על שלושה דברים העולה עומד, על התורה ועל העבודה ועל גמילות חסדים. The first two, the Mishnah said, על התורה, with the Torah. What Torah? Torah לשם שמיים. Torah לעושים לשמה, like we said. ועל העבודה, העבודה לשם שמיים. העבודה הוא דורית כוונות. But when it comes to גמילות חסדים, doesn't say על הגמילות חסדים, על גמילות חסדים. אני גמילות חסדים, that's it, the word standing on it. And that's here, Daniel, he gave that advice to Nebuchadnezzar, and Hakim tell us that this advice really did help Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Because you see later on, Dagmaran, Baba Batra, Dagmaran says over there, the feud, Amud Beit, that really did help Nebuchadnezzar. Dagmaran says over here, וחסד לאומים חטאת כל צדקה וחסד שעובדי כוכבים עושים חטאת הוא להם לפי שאין עושים אלא כדי שתמשך מלכותם. Said all the צדקה לאומות העולם they do, why they do צדקה אומות העולם? Only because they want to be blessed, so their kingdom should be extended, they should be kings more and more. That's what the Gemara says over here, שנאמר להן מלכה מלכי ישפר עלך וחטאך בצדקה פירוק and so on. And they have arka l'shalvetach. Said maybe this is going to help. So that's here what also the Maharsha also told us over there. The Maharsha says, "Uktib l'ksat yirhin tere asar v'kula mita al Nebuchadnezzar. Mitei lehenei kira'e d'mashma'a kula mita al Nebuchadnezzar. Hainu gam ma she'yatsu l'ten tzedaka l'aniyim. Kedei l'ten lo orka. V'zehu ilo l'ten lo orka shel 12 chodesh." It really did help Nebuchadnezzar, even though Mistaman Nebuchadnezzar, when he gave the money, he did not give the money because of the aniyim they wanted to eat. He gave the money because he wanted to stay a king. And really, the Gemara said that helped him, and he stayed king for another year, 4 months. So you see that Mazvah of Tzedakah, even when a person is doing the Tzedakah without any Mahshavah, without any Kavanah, it also helps. That's why Urat Hakim tell us. Therefore, Daniel, when he gave the advice to Nebuchadnezzar, he was punished for this. Why? Because the tzedakah when a person gives, even without kavanah, does count. So you're giving advice to him. You probably could give him something else, but why are you giving him this advice? This advice was a punishment. It was a mistake from Daniel. Therefore, Daniel was punished for it. And that's what the Pasuk also says in Sefer Devarim. פרשת ראה, לפסוק סד, כי יהיה ביך ביון מאחד אחיך וכו' וכו', לפסוק סד, לא תרמס לבביך, ולא תקפוס את ידיך מאחיך הביון, כי פתוח תפתח את ידיך לו. מפרשים להקספלן, לא תרמס לבביך ולא תקפוס את ידיך. Don't close your hand when עני, he wants צדקה, כי פתוח תפתח את ידיך לו, open up your hand and give him. מפרשים להקספלן, said, if you pay attention, the baby when he's born with his hands are closed. Why? Because when he's born, he comes out to the world, he thinks he wants everything. He wants this, he wants that, he wants that. He just want to collect more and more and more. When a person passes away, his hands are open. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us. He said, you should help the Ani. You know why? Because time is going to come. Your hands going to be open. After 120, when a person is going to die, his hands going to be open. So you better do tzedakah, you better do mitzvot and ma'asim tamim with the money that you have. You should help others with it. That's what here what Hakim will teach us. This is the anyan that the person is he could do. He has the option. He could give tzedakah. He doesn't have to give tzedakah. But the Torah is giving us isat tabaka mashmalan that it's a good thing that the person should give tzedakah. Why? Because time is gonna come. Patuach tftach yadichano. So because of this, now Hakim will tell us. This is the Anyan here at the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, that when Hashem, he wanted to create a human on earth, he wants to create Adam HaRishon, he asked the Malachim, what do you think, should I create a human or no? Malachim, they ask him, Mama Asav, what does mean Mama Asav? The Malachim, they're asking Hashem, why are you creating human? Why? Because the person on earth, obviously is going to do Abirot. Why? The Pasuk, Sadiq in Ba'ar, Tashay, Asito, Velo Yechata. Every person is going to do Abirot. So is it worth it? כל התורה הזה, he created the whole world, we said, אחור והקדם סרטני, אם זכה האדם, what do you tell him? You were created all the way at the end to prepare all the Sa'udah. Everything was created for you. Is it worth it, all this creation, for that human that is going to do Abirot? Ma ma'asav that person. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu answers the Malachim, ma'asav kach v'kach. What does mean ma'asav? Kach v'kach ma'asav, shu yani? The Farshim explained, he said, kach v'kach ma'asav, we all know that from the alphabetical letters, we have some letters. We have Aleph, for example. There's no Aleph regular, and Aleph Stuma. There's one Aleph. When it comes to Kaf, there's Kaf Petuha and Kaf Stuma. There's Kaf Pshuta, straight, and there's Kaf Kfufa. What did this come to teach us? There are also the Mansafak. There's five letters like this. But now about the Kaf, Hakim tell us, that's what we're learning. So when a person, he has the Kaf, when the baby is born to this world, we said his hand is closed. He has Kaf Kfufa. His kaf, his hand, the kaf hayad, his hand is kifufa, it's closed. But we just learned that the Torah is giving us advice, but open up your kaf, make it kaf peshuta. So that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling the Malachim. The person, probably the person, no person is going to be tzaddik without doing any abirot. Probably he's going to do abirot. Im kol zot, even if he's going to do abirot, he could give tzedakah. He's going to open up his hand. From his kaf peshuta, is going to make it kaf. His kaf kifufa is going to make it kaf peshuta. He's going to give tzedakah. And we said tzedakah, even if the person gave it without kavanah, it's also considered as tzedakah. V'hatach b'zedakah firuk. Also considered as tzedakah. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim. Said, about if he's learning Torah, probably you have ta'ana. If he did abirot, he's going to learn Torah. Torah is mechaperet, but that's only if you're learning Torah l'shem shamayim. Korbanot mechaprim, that's only if you bring the korbanot for the right reason, with the right mahshabot. But for tzedakah, I don't care what mahshabah you have. The bottom line, the ani, he got his food, that's it, you did the mitzvah. So that means Hashem told the malachim, ma'asav kach v'kach. So if you look at the word kach, that's kaf kfufa and kaf pishuta. Kach v'kach, what is kach v'kach? It means from the kaf kfufa, it's going to make it kaf pishuta. Then it's going to open up his hand. And that means going to give tzedakah. When a person is going to give tzedakah, then hadach b'zedakah firuk, then it's going to turn to become tzaddik. And if it's tzaddik, everyone agrees. No ahlo shel nivra. All what the Gemara said in Masechet Arubin, shtei shanim u'mechtza, nechlaku bet shamayim bet hillel, no ahlo l'adam shel nivra, no ahlo shel lo nivra. That's only because the person is alul more to do abirot than mitzvot. However, if that person is tzaddik, everyone agrees, no ahlo shel nivra. So let's see what Hakim will tell us. So since that here, when the person is going to do Abirot, he's going to open up his hand, he's going to give tzedakah, tzedakah is going to be mechaperet. And here, we come back here to our parasha. We know that the person, when he gets the tzara'at, the pasuk said, "Behuba el Aharon HaKohen, o el Ahad M'banav el HaKohanim. Zot yeh Torah HaMetzora'ah." What should he do? He has to come to Aharon HaKohen. Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Aharon is mitzad of chesed, mistrad chesed. It's come from the chesed side. That's Aharon HaKohen. And the Metzora'ah, he has to come to learn from Aharon HaKohen. That means probably that Metzora'ah, after he got the tzara'at, probably he learned Torah to be mechaper on him. Probably he was doing whatever he could to be mechaper on the tzara'at, so he should go away. But the pasuk said, "Uba el Aharon HaKohen." The easiest way to do it, you know what? Is that he gives tzedakah. Open up your hand. He should come, he should learn from Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen, Sitra de Chesed, he helps others. Then if you're going to do something like this, then that the Chesed that he's going to do, that's going to open up, it's going to open up all the Sha'arim, then Hashem is going to take away the Tzara'at. Let's hear what Hakim will tell us. That's when the person who comes to the Kohen, he told him, Kenega n'ra'ali babayit. What does it mean, Kerenga and Ali Babayit? He told them that the first two things, Al Torah and Al Abudah, those two items, probably he was doing it, but he's not doing it for the right purpose. However, by Mizpat Tzedakah, he said, even if he did for the wrong purpose, without Kavanah Toba to give Tzedakah, he lost the money. And Ani found the money, as we said, it's considered Tzedakah. So the Kenega and Rali Babayit. What should he do? He should come to Aharon HaKohen. He should learn from Aharon HaKohen. That's the Anyan here, Hakim tell us. That's the Anyan, Ahor Vakedim Sartani. Every person, he has a choice. He has a choice. You could do Mitzvot, you could do Ma'asim Tovim. You could be Ahor, you could be Vakedim. It's all depending on your actions. But if that person, he already did the Abirot, now he has to do Teshuvah. We said, V'yeshiv et Hashemo b'rosho. The Hashem that normally is walking behind you, you have to bring it in front of you. And what should you do? V'tashet alay kapecha. How should you be mechaper nil Abirot? Kapecha. Also, come back to the kaf. You take that kaf of the yad, the kaf kfufa, open it up. Open it, give tzedakah, v'hatarach b'tzedakah firuk. When a person is going to give tzedakah, that's tzedakah matzila, not only mita mishuna, also mita asma, like the Gemara said. Let's see what the pasuk, v'tashet alay kapecha, the person should give tzedakah, and that's why the pasuk is connecting this pasuk, ahor v'akelim sartani, to our parasha, shaki tezriya v'yaladah zachar, because the Hatan Sofer explains, he says that normally, we all know that the person who's mekabel, person who accepts, the ani, who's accepting the tzedakah, is mpinat nekeba. He's called mpinat nekeba, so he's like isha. But he's like a mekabel. He gets from someone else. Zachar is mashpia. Isha is mekabelet. That's normal. When the person he gives tzedakah, the person who's giving is the mashpia. The person who's getting the tzedakah is like the nekeba. He's accepting. He's getting. And the tzedakah is also considered like planting a tree. Like the Pasul Nishaya said, Zir'u lachem tzedakah. When a person, he gives tzedakah as if he's planting a tree, and that tree is going to give fruits, a lot of fruits, he's going to get a lot of reward because of it. That's what the Gemara tells us also. Masechet Gittin, the Gemara says over there, Masechet Gittin, Daf Zayin, the Gemara says here, the Gemara Daf Zayin, Amud Alef, Tanadiber Bishma'el, kol ha-gozez min nechasav, ועושה מהן צדקה, נצול מדינה של גיהנם. Any person who takes away some of his money and gives it to צדקה, that צדקה is going to save him מדינה של גיהנם. And the Gemara continues, ועניתי יכלו ענך עוד. What does mean? אמר מורזות רע, אפילו עני המתפרנס מן הצדקה, גם הוא יעשה צדקה. תני רבי יוסף, what does mean? לא ענך עוד, ועניתי יכלו ענך עוד. אמר רבי יוסף, שוב אין מראים לו סימני עניות. When a person gives tzedakah, even someone who's ani, who's collecting tzedakah from others, he should also give tzedakah to others. Why? Because with his tzedakah, because now he's giving tzedakah to others, now he's also going to be zoche, that he always should have a lot of money to give to others. That's here what Hatan Sofer said. Isha ki tazriya. What's that isha? He said, isha, that's the person, the ani, who's accepting the tzedakah. It's b'hinat isha, it's mikabel. Isha ki tazriya. What tazriya? That's zir'u lachem tzedakah. That ani who's mbhinat isha, his mazriya, is giving also tzedakah to others. Then the pasuk said, v'yalida zachar. And the zechut of the tzedakah that the person is going to give, even ani shemkabel tzedakah, he should also give tzedakah. Why? V'anitich lo anech od. En marilo simane aniyut yoter. Because he's giving tzedakah, Hashem is going to give him a lot of wealth. So he should always be from those who are giving others, helping others, not from taking from others. That's what he said. V'yalida zachar. Then it's going to be mbhinat zachar. That's here the idea. So also, ahor v'akedim sartani. You choose whatever you want to do. Okay? Like the Gemara also Masechet Sukkah, the Gemara said that Besmachat Bet Teshuvah, they used to sing, they said, Ashrei mi shelo chata. Umi shechata yachzor b'tshuva. Ne'emar v'tashet alay kapecha. That's the same idea, v'tashet alay kapecha. That's the kaf. Give tzedakah, tzedakah is going to be mechaper. Be'ezer Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us, be'ezer Hashem, that we should always give tzedakah, should always give tzedakah also be'ezer Hashem, with the right kavana, and nizkeh be'ezer Hashem l'chol brachot k'tuvot b'torah. Amen v'amen. Rabbi Hananel Melech Shomer, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu zakot Yisrael lefichach. Rabbi Elohim Tzvot Shneimar.